This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump has canceled segments of the Republican National Political Convention, scheduled to be held next month in Jacksonville, Florida, because of the increasing number of coronavirus cases. At a White House briefing Thursday evening, Trump said he did not think it was the right time to hold the convention with an outbreak of coronavirus in that state. Trump said that the delegate meetings in Charlotte, North Carolina would continue and the nomination would be put forth there. He said other events would be done with telerallies and that he still plans to do a convention speech, although in a different form.
And I'll still do a convention speech in a different form. But we won't do a big, crowded convention per se. It's just not the right time for that.
The president's announcement came on a day that the United States passed more than 4 million confirmed infections with coronavirus and 144,000 deaths. The Justice Department's Inspector General's Office says it will conduct a review of the conduct of federal agents who responded to unrest in Portland, Oregon, and Washington, D.C. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
Local authorities in both cities have complained the presence of federal agents has exacerbated tensions in the streets. In Portland, Mayor Ted Wheeler has been among those tear-gassed, and federal agents have been accused of whisking people away in unmarked cars without probable cause. In Washington, investigators will look at the training and instruction provided to agents who responded to protest activity at Lafayette Square near the White House. Among questions are whether the agents followed Justice Department guidelines, including identification requirements, the deployment of chemical agents, and the use of force. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA.